How old are your granddaughters?
Maggie will be 4 tomorrow, and Ryan was 6 a month ago.
What do you like doing with them?
Well, I just recently discovered I really like hanging out in the morning. You know, when we're all in jammies and they're attached to my face and jumping on me and there's no particular hurry. I really like just doing nothing in the morning. Or dyeing Easter eggs. Or, you know, putting a lot of soft things on the floor and jumping on them and having somebody else pick it up later.
Where do your granddaughters live?
Their parents are separated, so they live part of the time 3 blocks away, which is terrific, and the rest of the time an hour away, across the Golden Gate Bridge.
And so how often do you get to see them?
I see them, I pick them up one day a week. I drive across and pick them up in school and bring them back to the city, and then we try to see them on the weekend. We take them over this long walk over the hill to a farmer's market. And once in a while, when I'm lucky, they spend the night now that they don't get up and get into my bed. Yeah. So I see them quite a bit, although, of course, it's never enough.
Mm-hmm. What are your granddaughters like?
Well, Ryan is, you know, we call her the hall monitor. She's going to grow up as sort of a list maker. When she was a year and a half, she would follow you around and take your shoes off if they belonged to somebody else, or she decided they do. She's always telling me, take the cart back to the curb, put that down, pick that up. So she keeps an eye on me. And Maggie is just trying to get moody, but she can't really pull it off. She's the one who's just turning 4, and she comes from awake from a dead sleep talking, and she doesn't stop talking until she goes to sleep again. And you get a narration of everything that's going on with her, even when she's on the potty. So you get the exact transcription of somebody's mind when you're around Maggie.
What kind of a big sister is Ryan like?
Oh, I've never seen anything like the two of them together. They are so close. Maggie echoes everything Ryan says, even if she doesn't understand it. And Ryan actually looks out for her. If one of them is not in the room, the other looks for them. I mean, they tussle over things and goad each other, of course. But I've never seen two girls so attached this way. I mean, they should never be separated.
You have a twin sister, don't you?
I have a twin, yeah, I do. Yeah, she's 10 minutes older.
So what is it like to watch your granddaughters who are sisters as far as your own relationship with your sister?
Well, I have a lot of sisters. I actually have 4 sisters. And I think it's the one relationship you have that follows you through your life. I mean, really, it's, you don't meet your mate until later, but a close sibling is somebody you have who's going to remember what you remember. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I think that my twin Adrian and I will be 2 old ladies withering away on a porch together someday.
You've written 12 books. What was it like to write this one?
Well, this one was fun. It's a special challenge when you write something short. This is probably, 20,000 words. And so it's actually, and this is sort of a well-known fact, it's actually harder to write short. And I wanted it to be funny, and I also wanted it to be true. That is, I didn't want it to be just funny. I was trying to say something about sort of shocking experience of becoming a grandmother and the experience of trying to, of the whole new relationship with your daughter when it brings in, you know. They become something new, and you become something new. You know, so it just continues to change and be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How is it to read it out loud and hear audience reaction?
Oh, that was great. You know, I really liked that. You know, I really liked it when everybody kept saying how funny it was. Because it's always terrific to bring humor into any situation that sometimes is trouble. You know, humor is sometimes regarded as a lesser genre, but I always thought it's the biggest gift you can give somebody is to make them laugh at something that was troublesome to them. So I really like that.
I was curious about your humor because it's so great. Do you have a sense of where your humor comes from?
Oh, I don't know, because I've just always been the person I am. It's the way I see the world, and it's certainly the way I see other people. That is, I surround myself with people who have a really good sense of humor, and both of my kids, to my joy, turned out to be really funny. You know, I mean, funny on purpose. So, yeah, you know, as it always seemed to me, I remember trying to explain this to a boyfriend once a long time ago, and he would say, oh, yeah, we know we all like humor, but I tried to explain, no, it's different. You know, it's like the air you breathe. You know, like when when they had the Sarah Palin videos on YouTube. That was a gift to me. Loved that. They were so funny.
What's your new book about?
My new book is called Naked Drunken Writing. It's about writing essays and memoir. So I've been teaching for, 20 years now. I teach private classes and at colleges and things. And this book tries to nail down a lot of anecdotal things from my classes, exactly how you write an essay and exactly how you write a memoir. So it's meant not to be so much an inspirational book. I figure people who pick up a writing book are already inspired. But to tell them exactly how to do it. You know, how to outline what an essay needs to be successful. And I wanted it also to point out in it that writing from your life is writing about change, that you're always writing about the times when you changed, whether you're writing an essay or a memoir, and that you just go back and you look for those places in your life when you were going one way and you started to go another because of something that happened. They're called epiphanies.
Wow, powerful. I have to ask how you got your name.
Oh, well, I have that twin. And they only had Adrian picked out. Her name's Adrian. And so, they didn't even know that there was going to be a second child because one heartbeat was behind the other. So it was a big surprise. And my father, it's the name of a town in Ireland, and he gave us all Irish names when he had his way. So I became Adair, although it turned out later it should have been spelled A-D-A-R-E.
Mm. And so how was it to grow up with that name?
Well, it felt a little stiff sometimes to have that name, but it was, I wanted to be named something like Casey, which actually is the name of my dog now. So it was odd when I had to write my name on the blackboard because I was a shy little kid. And whenever I wrote that, it meant only me. It wasn't writing Kathy. Everybody else was named Kathy.